The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. Robin ain't. Just letting you know that this morning. She'll be joining us when she can, but, you know, some days she doesn't, some days she does. So I enjoy having her as a co-host, and I know you all enjoy listening to her and having our little discussions back and forth. And believe me, we have those discussions throughout the week as well, just on the radio. But here we are, the final day. For some of us. The middle day for some of us for the final 3 days of the deer firearm season. Yep, got to go out there. Somebody asked me the other day in one of the businesses I stop at. They said, what are you going to talk about on Saturday? I said, it all depends on what happens on Friday. Well, Chris and I went to reported to our little place in Queen Anne's County, and I think Chris forgot his wallet and was about 15 minutes late, and then he had to load his muzzle loader. He doesn't have a shotgun, so he uses the muzzle loader for the shotgun counties. Had to load his muzzle loader. So we didn't get in the woods till just at legal shooting time. And Chris is not an extensive user of a climber deer stand, but he likes it. So I stuck with him a little bit to get him really, really oriented, get him up on the tree, get him locked in, and so forth. And by now it's legal shooting time. I still hadn't gotten into my climber, so walked up through the woods a little ways there and got halfway up the tree with my climber, and one of our local warning dogs sounded off. We have several that kind of let us know if they see a deer, and they don't really tell us which direction it's going. They just say, hey, there's a deer out here in the field, and we're barking at it. So I focused my attention down in the field on the other side of the property line where the dog was barking, and sure enough, a deer was coming our way. Chris hadn't seen it. He was still getting, his stuff together. So I sent a text, did you see the deer in front of you? No. I said, okay, there's a deer in front of you. He's behind that screen of brush there. Just keep watching. So he kept watching, and everything was fine. He finally saw it. It wandered into the woods near him on our side of the property line. Was in some pretty thick stuff, and then headed on down to the bedding area. So that was number one. We had a scent coming from the deer to us. I think the wind was southwest yesterday at that point. So we sat there a little bit, and I stood up, turned around in the stand and looked out in the field. Sure enough, there were two does. I believe they were one of the two Chris had missed during the muzzleloader season. And they were a little wary because I believe our scent was going right there. Well, they didn't hang very long. So now it's 8:30-ish in the morning. We stayed to 11. A lot of squirrels and birds. I mean, just a tremendous amount of activity with the squirrels and the birds and so forth. I got to see a yellow-crowned kinglet. I got to see bluebirds. I got to see a beautiful pair of cardinals. They were singing. I got to see wrens. Some snow geese went by. I heard them call, but I didn't get to see them. Canada geese. Didn't see any swans yesterday. Usually there's tundra swans that come by the area. But it was just an interesting morning. Packed it up, went to lunch, quit about 11, went to lunch, drove to Cecil County, where we joined Tom Slavin with Upper Bay Gun Club. And Tom got us in the stands, and we sat. And Tom said, I'm going to go in the back where Chris shot his deer. Chris said, I want to try that new stand. I said, I'll go to the one where I shot the doe last time I was here. And we sat, and we text, and we watched, and we sat. We text Tom. Saying anything over there? I got six does in front of me. Okay, great. Chris, anything? Nope. Alan, anything? Nope. Geese came. Sun went down. Flock of geese landed in the field in the little bowl there I was watching. That was kind of cool watching them circle and circle and circle. Then a fox went by. And I thought, there's my lucky fox. Love seeing a fox, because if a fox is not alerted to your presence, doesn't smell you, then the deer surely aren't, because fox are far sharper at picking up human scent and, you know, discovering you and alerting to your presence than deer are. There goes my lucky fox. Well, he wasn't my lucky fox. Nothing. Nothing. Keep in mind there were four bucks and I can't tell you how many does that were feeding on the corn next to me yesterday morning. And I'm thinking, man, any time they're coming out, I knew there were deer in the neighbor's yard, you know, right across the line. I couldn't see him. Tom could see him. He texted me, there's three does feeding over in the neighbor's plot. I'm like, okay, maybe they'll come this way and bring a buck with them, whatever. But that never happened. I never saw deer. Chris never saw deer. Heard some shooting all around right in the last hour, of course. Tom passed on all the deer that he saw, and that was our day. So, today, if you're going out there now, give us a call, 410-WCBM-680. You might have a couple hours in the morning before this rain hits, depending on where you're hunting. If you're on the shore, it looks like the rain's not going to hit here till about 10 o'clock. So you have the early morning. You got the storm coming in. You probably have deer moving this morning. And, you know, if being firearm season, let's make that shot count so there's no tracking job. And then for those counties who have Sunday hunting tomorrow, Queen Anne's and Cecil are those that I could possibly hunt tomorrow. I haven't determined whether I'm going to go yet. I think Chris is going back with Tom tomorrow. But, yeah, so that's where it is. I heard some goose hunters in the morning unloading on some geese. There must have been like five guys and one blind not far away from us. It sounded like the geese came in and everybody unloaded their guns. But not a lot of goose action yesterday. Don't know why. Didn't hear a lot of shooting, but that's yesterday. So that's what I'm talking about today. There's more. But if you'd like to talk about something, we'll be more than glad to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're talking to some potentially new sponsors. I think that's going to work out well for us here soon. And, of course, we have the faithful sponsors that we have right now in time for me to tell you about one of them. So I'm sitting here. It's very comfortable in our back room. Not lighting the tree anymore. Got to get it out of here probably today, if not today, tomorrow. The balsam fir has, despite my best efforts to keep it watered, has seen its better days and outlived its life here as our Christmas tree. The fireplace doesn't help, of course, but the fireplace is looking really, really nice. So I'm sitting here with an unlit Christmas tree and a beautiful firebox over there, a nice little flame coming up. Now, why did I talk about the fire? Because Backyard Billy's, our sponsor, sells fireplace inserts and freestanding stoves. They sell pellet inserts. They sell pellet freestanding stoves. There's three companies that they deal with. They sell gas inserts like we have right here, which is, you know, remote control the heat, control the fan, can light up the firebox if you want to. And then they also sell the wood inserts and the wood freestanding fireplaces. So, look, if you're looking for alternative heat in the age of the electric bill that's through the roof, well, you can certainly consider alternative heat sources or even primary heat sources from our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. I will tell you, Robin and I, we cruised around to Delmarva looking for the right spot. We were at several different dealers. We didn't get treated with respect at one. We didn't get a return phone call from number two. And number three, we found the staff to be very knowledgeable and friendly at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They knew what they were talking about. The price was good. They did the installation. And we have been far, far, far impressed with their service and so forth. So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove. And they're located in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the cold weather. They can get you ready here in a little bit of time, but, you know, it's here. It's going to be cold this weekend and rainy and nasty. Beautiful place for a beautiful time to have a fire going in your house. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, write it down, 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville, coming from the bridge. Route 18 through Graysonville, right on Evans Avenue, or left, depending on what part of the... Anyway, you turn on Evans Avenue, and you'll go right there to Drummer Road, whatever it is. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, 44B, Evans Avenue. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America, that's the fireplace, that's for sure. Now, I did stop by Clyde Sports Shop the other day. I think I mentioned that last week. I looked at some of the Brownings, and I picked up some scent-free body wash and shampoo, and I can't remember what else I picked up. There's something. Oh, a bottle of deer scent. That's it. But I also took a look at the Brownings. Now, look, if you're a pump-action shotgun shooter, you would want to really focus on the BPS field model, the Browning pump shotgun, BPS. Newly designed stock, it's got a new look, a larger trigger guard if you shoot with gloves on like many of us do in the cold weather. It's got a matte blue finish barrel and forged machine steel receiver. Bottom ejection, which is very important in the duck blind or the goose pit. Satin finish walnut stock, pump action, of course, with all the superior fit and new checkering systems. The synthetic stock model is also available. Now, we've got the conservation season coming up here. For snow geese. I don't know if there's a lot of snow geese out there yet. I haven't seen a lot. I've heard a few and talked to some of the outfitters. They're kind of waiting. But if you're into that, the Gold Light 10-gauge field model in the Arik Camo, the new Arik Camo, new for 2023, the 10-gauge auto loader with a redesigned stock and forearm. It's got textured gripping surfaces, standard and vector interchangeable choke tube system, and a 4-shell magazine capacity. That's the Gold Light 10-gauge. Arik, that's the new camo from Browning, A-U-R-I-C. That was Goldfinger's first name in the movie, by the way. Gold Light 10-gauge and Arik camo. All these at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Write it down, 242-6108 for firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Make sure you stop by Clyde's Sports Shop, your hunting headquarters, and your full-line Browning dealer. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood
is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8. Keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all.
There you go. He's a prophet. He is a prophet. The United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? Well, it seems like we're circling the drain, doesn't it? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'd like to hear from a caller going hunting today. If you're going out for deer this morning and, you know, you're going to get out there and get out of the woods before the rainstorm, well, let's hear from you. 410-922-6680. We did hear from a listener by the name of Jim, and he is listening from Melbourne. Not Melbourne, Maryland, Melbourne, Australia. It was nice of you, Jim, to send us an email and let us know you're listening. So we've got a listener in Australia. We've got a listener in New Zealand. Very nice. Very nice to hear. These guys are getting like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night to listen to the show right here and on WCBM 680, the Outdoorsman Radio Show, every Saturday from 5 to 7. So he said, regular listener from Maryland, but try to tune in when I travel for work. The only fishing reports I get here are the unfortunate shark attacks. And Jim is from Centerville. So that's very, very cool. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, John B. Yeah, she'll see that when when I see her this morning. Funny post on Facebook. It's a picture of a snowplow. My buddy John Akerst has the garden center and the winter plow stuff. He's got a snowplow. It's of course photoshopped with a big sponge on the front. It says, you know, ready for tomorrow. So. Ah, yeah, big old sponge on the front of that snowplow. That's what it's going to take. Robin is so disappointed. She loves snow. She wanted to see snow this weekend so badly. So, I don't know. I'm going to have to get away to a snowy weekend or something somewhere soon. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. John Jocelyn, 2A Maryland, sent out a newsletter. I think you should subscribe. If you like the link to that, I'll send it to you. Just send me an email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. little review of what's coming up in the General Assembly. I've been busy all week. I haven't had a chance to digest it, but John has it all going on when it comes to the gun stuff here in Maryland. Basically, this session goes into effect on the 10th. With the new session comes a new barrage of gun control bills. Once again, I'm asking for your active participation in protecting our rights as citizens to keep and bear arms for lawful purposes. Simply reading 2A Maryland reports isn't enough. We must commit to giving our time and active contact with the members of the Maryland General Assembly. Well said. 2A Maryland is doing its part to provide leadership and give you the information and tools to engage with your senators and delegates. So the rest is up to you. There's a lot going on about the General Assembly, so I think you should subscribe to this newsletter. Let me forward it to you, or let me send you the link. I prefer just to send you the whole newsletter. You can read about what's going on, and then you can click and join the mailing list if you want. How about that? Yes, indeed. Brother. Yep. Yep. Attorney General Anthony Brown files a petition for rehearing the HQL case. How about that? Let's see what our buddy... Let's see. Dale in Easton is on hold. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning.
You're up early this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, up and at. I've got chores to do, so...
Oh, well, I got you. Yeah.
Best part of the day, though, Alan.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. You get up before sunrise and watch the sun come up. You're right, it is the best part of the day.
It is. Wonder if you had heard anything about the goings-on with the NRA.
Doing what?
Goings-on with the NRA. You know, you see where Wayne LaPierre resigned.
Yeah, probably amid the lawsuit. I really haven't paid attention to that, Dale. That's a shame. There's a picture of Wayne and I on my website from back in 2007. He attended an event I attended, and we got to chat a little bit. And Wayne, I can't even tell you what the lawsuit's about. Maybe you NRA guys can more so tell me about that. What was it about? About his extravagant lifestyle and that type of thing? Or?
Yeah, with finances. That's the only thing I heard. It has to do with some sort of financial problems.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought maybe it was something like that. But, no, I don't know what's going on with the NRA. I can tell you one thing. You go to Maryland General Assembly and you listen to the lobbyists from the NRA. It's no wonder we have restrictive gun laws here in Maryland.
Yeah.
It's no wonder.
Yeah,
they need to hire somebody who will actually stand up and fight for the citizens of Maryland and the Second Amendment here in Maryland.
Yeah, I think you've mentioned that in the past.
I have, I'll continue.
How poor it's been from the NRA.
Yep, no question.
Sometimes it doesn't even happen. Representation.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you have more vocal citizens, some who are owners of gun shops and others. And then, of course, you have those who are just over the top, you know, beyond the voice of reason, who like to scream and shout and yell and that type of thing. That doesn't work either.
That doesn't do good.
Nope. So you've got to engage with your senator or your delegate, just like John suggests, John. And like I said, if anybody wants that newsletter, I think they should send it to me. Send me an email, and I will forward the email to you, and then you can subscribe. And I think we're doing our part to invite our listeners to engage in the battle when we connect with the 2A Maryland. One of the most effective newsletters I've ever seen. I mean, the links are there, how to contact your lawmaker. It's got the email addresses and everything else. And by the way, I've said this before too, Dale, if you're not registered to vote, don't even bother.
Yeah.
You know?
The trouble is, though, Alan, as you well know, in this state, we're kind of outnumbered 2-1.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
And it makes it difficult when you've, Governor Hogan you know, I've had my problems with him, but he certainly tried to overcome a lot of that from the General Assembly, but you know, his vetoes were overrun many times. So
yeah, no question. Point. No question, yeah.
So...
Yeah, I'm not sure where Governor Moore is. I think he's all in on trying to control the citizens' rights to keep and bear arms. The Attorney General, Joe Curran was the Attorney General when this all started, and he was an adamant anti-gun guy, I believe. Do you remember him? You know, he was under... Was he under Schaefer? I can't remember.
I was going to say either Schaefer or O'Malley.
Yeah. Yeah. O'Malley was the one that...
oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So now he's in charge of our Social Security. Yeah. That's a great one.
No, I can't wait. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So. Ay, ay, ay.
Anyway.
It just...
Good luck this afternoon or today or tomorrow. I think tomorrow will be your best bet, Alan.
I think tomorrow's going to be better. Sun come out, start to dry up a little bit. I mean, I thought last night with this storm coming that they would feed, and I'm guessing they probably fed all night and all morning, you know, in anticipation of this. But I don't think it's the storm of the century that you know we heard about the first part of the week. You know,
no.
So
I was supposed to get a boatload of rain on Tuesday.
Yep. When?
Tuesday.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Okay,
gotcha.
Anyway. Well, listen, give my best to the boss.
All right, we'll do. We'll do. Thank you, Dale. Appreciate it.
All right.
We need to have coffee pretty soon.
Yeah, we do. Sure do. So I'll get up and down with you.
I know you will. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Alan.
All right, man. Thanks.
Be safe.
You too, buddy. Oh, brother. Nice picture, Lee. Appreciate that. Somebody shot a deer yesterday. Yeah, there he is. There's Jim. Just heard the spot on the stream. Technology is so great when it works. That's true. That's true. Technology is great, James, when it works. So that's our listener from Australia. So nice. We do appreciate the internet and the streaming apps. That do work when they work, that we can get our message out around the not only around Maryland but around the country and around the world. So we just need 35 years on the air. We have a lot of listeners from Maryland who do travel. We have people who travel to the Middle East and hear from those folks from time to time. And there's a bunch of folks from I'll think of it in a minute. Who's the big military contractor here? A lot of people travel for those purposes around the country, around the world, and they tend to tune us in, which I really appreciate. I mean, it's just no idea how many people you impact. Talking with Chris yesterday, the man is just absolutely hooked on deer hunting. You know, no matter if he sees anything or not, no matter if there's any action. You know, you would think a first-time deer hunter would get bored. Nope, not Chris. He just takes it all in. He just absorbs it all and learns as he's observing. You know, watching deer behavior. I was very proud of him yesterday. He didn't try to shoot that that first deer. You know, he just kind of watched and learned and that type of thing. And when we were texting and a deer was in sight, he said, "Looks kind of small." I said, "Yeah, it did. It could be a button buck because it's by itself, you know, but it could be a small doe." I couldn't tell how, from my perspective, how big it was when I first saw it. It was moving. It was in a field probably 150 yards away, but it came right in on Chris, but, you know, too thick. But, you know, he's learning now. He's learning, which is really, really good. He said, you know, after I took the first one and saw what I shot in comparison to what you shot, and this is no brag or anything. I just picked out the biggest deer in the field and shot it. And he said, "See, compare what I shot, which was a young doe, compared to the mature doe that you shot." He said, "I see there's a big difference in their sizes." So I said, "True." So, hey, here's a question for you deer hunters. When you process your own meat or you get your deer processed, do you add fat to your burger? That's the question of the day. Do you add fat to your burger? Do you add pork fat or do you add beef fat to your burger? I never have. I've just asked them to trim all the fat off the burger before they grind it, make it as lean as possible, and don't add anything. I figure I can do that here. I can flavor it. I can season it. If I do a meatloaf or if I do chili or something like that, I can add my own flavorings and seasonings. But I'm wondering, you know, if you try to do a burger, you're obviously going to need fat. Do you ask your deer processor or do you yourself add pork fat or beef fat to your venison burger? I've been experimenting. I've been experimenting with deer steaks in the crock pot. I made a recipe the other day. I read that if you soak your venison in onions or onion juice, it will tend to tenderize it. Now, in that situation, I put the raw steaks in the onion. Basically, I took two vidalias and put them in the food processor and pureed them, soaked the venison steaks in the onion puree for about 2 hours. I added the onion puree and some beef broth, better than bouillon, beef broth, to the mix, and put them in a crock pot to cook, and salt and pepper, of course. So they came out, they were done, and I think I gave them about 4 hours in the crock pot on high. They came out, and I was disappointed that the steaks were not as tender as I had hoped they would be. So I said, okay, we got to do something different here. So I took that mix, that onion and bouillon mix, and I added some brown sugar to it, and I added some spicy bourbon bacon jam, big heaping giant tablespoonful of that into that mixture out of the crock pot. I put it on the stove. I heated it up, took my immersion blender, and I blended it all together. So I had kind of like a sauce. I took bacon fat and flour, I think a third of a cup of each. Put it on the stove and made a roux, and then added the roux to the sauce to make a flavorful gravy. I then had cut the steaks into smaller bite-sized pieces, put it back in the crock pot for a couple of hours, and when that mixture came out, even Robin liked it. Even her best friend who came over the other day, who is no stranger to venison, she loved it. So whatever that flavorful mix was, and it was absolutely delicious. It was a delicious gravy with venison, and it was wonderful. All right, let's see. Yes. 5%. Lee said 5% beef fat. They add it when they process their own. Got it. Good luck out there, Bill, out there in Howard County. I know you're in your tree stand. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, you know, Spurry's Tire Service right here in town, and it depends on whether you're going to the big box or the bank or whether you're going to the market. You know, they've got anything and everything you need when it comes to tires. They're located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. They're just off Route 50. And that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done, and do they ever. They're always crowded, but they always have room for one more. If you pull in there with a nail in your tire, they'll tell you, hold on just a minute. They'll get a bay free, or they'll fix it outside, one or the other. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, and they've got Michelin and Yokohama if you need those. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. They have any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors, combines to lawnmowers and wheelbarrows. Spurry's offer tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. By the way, if you pull any kind of a trailer, from a boat trailer to a landscape trailer to a, you know, just any kind of utility trailer, Spurry's probably changes and replaces and fixes more trailer tires than anybody else on the East Coast. And they have a full complement of ATV tires, too. Don't forget about that. 24-hour truck service and a lot more has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin and all our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That number for tires is 410-822-7384. Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025 or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. Sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold, she's still hot. My baby looks good in camouflage.
All right, all right. Hey, we heard from our buddy Joe, who occasionally sends us jokes. Joe's jokes or riddles for Robin. Northrop Grumman is the company I was trying to say. And Joe sent along a note, said, I've listened to you in the United Arab Emirates, along with another listener, buddy Ralph, Morocco and Japan, courtesy of the internet. How about that? How about that? The International Outdoorsman Radio Show, courtesy of the World Wide Weird Web and streaming services and radio apps. Very, very cool stuff. So, I don't know. Robin says I need to get out there more. I'll just show her Joe's email. We are getting out there. So, I don't know. Maybe it's time to consider something else. Maybe it's time to consider, not something else. I mean, keep doing this, but consider a podcast or something. I just don't know how that works with so many of them crowding the airways. Do any of you listen to podcasts other than the podcast of this show, which you can get on ellisoutdoors.com or the WCBM.com websites? Do any of you listen to podcasts of any interesting subjects? And I'm still asking the question, do you add any fat to your venison? Do you add beef fat? Do you add pork fat? And if so, what percentage do you ask the deer processor or you yourself to add to the mix? Lee's already checked in 5% beef fat when he processes his own. So let's see who's texting here. There's another photo from Lee. Yep, we run it twice through the grinder. I know about twice grinding it. That's good stuff. 410-922-6680. Aaron, the phones have been a little quiet this morning, have they not? Yeah, I think maybe. They're not going to get to hunt the afternoon, I don't think. So we'll see. Any weather up your way yet, Aaron? Yeah, I don't even know which direction the storm's coming. I think it's up the coast, but I'm not sure. We had northwest winds in the morning on the hunt, and then we had southwest winds yesterday afternoon, and they kept tending to go more south as we went along, and the barometer was going up through the middle of the day, and then it started to drop off when we got in the stand in the afternoon. So, I mean, there's a whole bunch of factors that affect deer movement. I tend to believe in a couple of them. I mean, we had the perfect tide where we were. We were on the Betterton Sassafras tide. Perfect tide, high tide at 4-something, which should have prompted a lot of activity. You know, on the quote-unquote solunar table, if you want to follow that, I tend to believe that high tide is when, you know, you'll see the domestic animals out. You'll see the cattle and the horses feeding and the sheep feeding out in the field, because they are on their own biological clock. What motivates all the animals to feed at the same time? The only thing I can figure is the gravitational pull of the moon, which also affects the tide. So I use the tide in my heart to predict deer movement, animal movement throughout the course of the day. When weather comes in like this, and, you know, the barometer's bouncing all over the place, the winds are bouncing all over the place, I don't know if that goes out the window or not, but it didn't work that well yesterday. So, but I have had deer movement right on the tide so many times that I can't count it. I had a tide one day at 12:30, and I was texting the landowner, and she said, "Are you seeing anything?" I said, "No, but it's about to be high tide. I expect to see anything any moment." And at that moment, 11 deer came running in. I was able to take two of them, one for me and one for the landowner. And, you know, and I said, well, it worked today, you know, and oftentimes I've had it work like that. You won't get over the morning and evening. You won't get over the twilight movement. But if you've got a tide in the middle of the day, you want to be in the woods. That's for sure. So, unfortunately, yesterday I had to go all the way to the internet and put in the tide prediction for where we were hunting, because the Maryland Tide Finder website has not caught up yet. We can only go as far as December. How about that? Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Oh, okay, I guess. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Are you getting out? Did you get out to go to the final firearms yesterday?
No. Well, there's something else I ended up doing.
I got it. Well, you can get out there this morning or you can go tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you get yourself a deer for the cooler. Deer for the freezer. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yep. How was your New Year's? Did you come through New Year's okay, unscathed?
Yeah, I guess so.
That's good. Glad to hear it. So, yes, indeed.
So far, other than maybe a couple coughs here and there and a few sticks.
Yeah.
That's about all I've had.
Well, that's good. There's a lot of sick people out there. Yep. You know, that are you know, really sick and hopefully getting over it. You know, there's been people that have been sick in bed. There have been people with COVID, people with RSV, people with this, you know, persistent coughing and all that stuff. It's just it's tough. It's tough. There's a lot of bugs out there. So,
yeah.
So sometimes it's best just to stay in, you know?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't like the muzzle alerter. I don't like going when it's raining anyway.
No. Well, it you know, if you have a shotgun or something, you can use that today or even
this? I thought that was for later.
No, today's the firearm season. So if you, yeah, you can take a shotgun.
Yeah, okay.
Yep, yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you ought to think about that.
Yeah.
Get out there if you're feeling good. So.
Yep. Driving now, it's a little hard. Let's try to get a ride lined up.
Trying to get a ride, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Get your ride lined up today and hunt tomorrow.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, buddy. Hey, thanks for the call, Glenn.
Right.
I'll tell Robin you said hello.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye bye. Yep. Hey, you know, we thought we were going to have a winter storm, and everybody was, you know, packing in the firewood and, you know, getting all that stuff done. Well, you know, you don't have a wood burning stove, or you don't have a pellet stove, or insert. What are you going to do? Here's what I recommend. I recommend you slip on down there to Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Walk in and say, "Hey, I'd like to look at the supplemental heat. I'd like to look at the gas fireplace inserts, the wood fireplace inserts, the pellet fireplace inserts, the freestanding pellet stoves, the freestanding wood stoves, and even the electric fireplace inserts, worst case scenario." They will take you into the showroom, which is in the main building, and they will walk you through the vast display. And if you have a favorite, you can stop and say, "Tell me about that one." And you can pick by price, you can pick by biofuel, whether it's pellet or wood, or you can pick by gas or electric. And you will have the friendliest staff, the most knowledgeable people ever to deal with. And when you get to the price, you will be pleasantly surprised. You can also talk to them about installation. They do that. Gas fireplaces require a return system up and down your chimney. Okay? No problem at all. They've been doing it for years. They know how to do it. The masonry work, if you need some masonry work done, they have a contractor that they can help you do that. He did ours. We have a beautiful stone fireplace that goes all the way to the ceiling. It's a peaked ceiling about 12 feet high. Put the hearth in, installed the stove. Everything's beautiful. Yep, why not stop at Backyard Billy's? Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, the showroom. You can check it all out right there. Keep in mind, Hearth America and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. We've proven that. BackyardBilly's.com is the website. Phone number, 410-827-4500. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Phone number is 410-827-4500. They're open 7 days a week, today and tomorrow. Route 50, exit 44B, that's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If you're going from in the middle of Graysonville from the Eastern Shore, take Route 18, turn onto Evans Avenue, and then you make the left onto Drummer. Your backyard and your fireplace and your back room, your living room, your heating, everything is going to be just fine. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners.
Yep.
Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market.
Okay.
Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0100. 99. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
There's the music, ladies and gentlemen. The end of the first hour went by quick. We'll be back with more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show next hour. We hope to hear from you. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Right now it's time for me to say to you, if you got to leave us, get out, stay safe. Make an effort to really hug your family and get close to your family and your loved ones in 2024. See you next hour.